been 50 days. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky marking the milestone by saluting Ukrainians' resolve for making the most important decision of their lives to fight.
50 days of the Russian invasion, even though the occupiers have given us a maximum of 5. That's how they know us.
But in the city of Mariupol, 100,000 civilians still reported trapped. And according to David Beasley, the head of the United Nations food program, they're starving to death.
We can't reach the people. We have demanded that we be given the access. We have not been given the access. We will continue to do everything we can to reach those people, and we'll keep fighting for them.
Russia's guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, has sunk in the Black Sea after an onboard fire. Ukraine says they hit the ship with 2 missiles. Russia says it was an accidental fire that started in the ship's ammunition storage. The Kremlin has moved its other vessels further offshore. Frank James, the man accused of shooting 10 people aboard a New York subway train Tuesday morning, making his first court appearance yesterday, formally charged with a federal terrorism offense. The judge in New York federal court ordering James held without bond until his trial begins. Social media abuzz with reaction to Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter.
Musk is Twitter's largest shareholder and could soon own the platform altogether after offering $43 billion. Musk, who calls Twitter a de facto town square, said on Thursday that Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company to build trust with users. He's also not worried about the economics, which is good because Twitter has not been as lucrative as other social media platforms and reportedly lost $221 million last year.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, the Wall Street Journal, reporting Twitter's management is considering a poison pill move to thwart Musk's takeover bid. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Christians around the world marking a solemn holy day.
Today is Good Friday, and after 2 years of pandemic restrictions, many churches worldwide will be inviting congregations to in-person Easter services, including the Vatican. The celebration of the Passion of the Lord will be held in St. Peter's Basilica and is set to start at 11 a.m. Eastern time today. The Way of the Cross is scheduled for 3:15 Eastern this afternoon and will be held at Rome's Colosseum. Pope Francis will celebrate Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square at 4 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. For those who want to attend virtually, the Vatican is live streaming it on its website or on the Vatican YouTube channel. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Jerusalem, police scuffling with Palestinian protesters entering the grounds of the Al-Aqsa Mosque at the Temple Mount to stop rock throwing. More than 150 people have been reported injured in those clashes. President Biden visiting the nation's largest historically black college yesterday, pitching his plans to make America more self-reliant.
The president at North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro talked opportunity, innovation, and emphasizing the Made in America concept. He said it's time for the U.S. to not rely so much on foreign supply chains, which can change our standing in the world.
Our economic strength is on the line, and national security as well is on the line. Companies are ready to invest in America, in American communities, in American workers, but they need to see that their government is capable of investing in our future.
President Biden again called on Congress to pass a bipartisan innovation act to help make that investment happen. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An elderly couple trying to flee the McBride wildfire in southern New Mexico has been found dead near the rubble of their home in Rio Doso, one of 200 homes destroyed in that fire. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.